Let's get D2B, down to business with Facebook's IPO. What is it? How will it change Facebook? And most importantly, is it a good investment? So, Des, could you explain to all of us exactly what is meant when we hear the term IPO?
IPO stands for Initial Public Offering, and it basically refers to the price of a company's stock when it is listed on a stock exchange for the first time. But when you hear someone talking about a company going public or its IPO filing, they can be referring to the entire process of determining that price.
So it is more involved than just picking a number.
Oh yes. It's quite a detailed procedure that often involves using a third-party auditor to look at the company's financial status and properly report that information. Unlike a private company, which isn't under any obligation to disclose its financial information, a public company has to report every last detail, from their assets to employee salaries to revenue. Even the names of current investors need to be transparent.
As one would expect if they were considering investing their money in a company.
Absolutely. Once a company goes public, they have a fiduciary duty to the investor. And that is one of the pitfalls of being a public company. They tend to be more concerned with the results of the next quarter rather than the long-term health of the company.
It sounds like a huge negative. Let me ask you this. What motivates a company to go public?
The biggest reason is to raise capital. As a private company, your capital is limited to your profits, private investors, and borrowing money from banks. Now, contrast that to going public. When a company lists on a stock exchange, they suddenly have access to a substantial amount of money with the added benefit that they don't have to repay that money.
So that is the trade-off. A private company gives up its independence and control in order to get access to a large amount of capital that they don't have to repay.
That's right. So those are the nuts and bolts of an IPO. What can you tell us about Facebook's IPO?
As you mentioned earlier, last month, Facebook announced that after being a private company since their inception in 2004, they will be going public this spring.
An announcement that I'm sure many tech brokers have long awaited.
Well, if you look at what happened when Google went public in August of 2004, there certainly is the potential for making a lot of money. Google's IPO was $85 per share and within a few short weeks was trading around $200. They were able to raise $2.75 billion.
How much money is Facebook trying to raise with their IPO?
When they filed their prospectus, they announced that they intended to raise $5 billion.
Wow.
But most experts agree they will be able to raise even more, perhaps even as high as $10 billion. Based on what they reported in their IPO filing, Facebook is a very healthy company. Last year, it had revenues totaling $3.7 billion and a profit of $1 billion.
I imagine that most of Facebook's revenue is coming from advertising?
That's right. Advertising accounted for 85% of their revenue last year. So, after hearing all that, Des, what do you think? Does buying stock in Facebook sound like a good investment?
I'm not convinced. One reason I shy away from the tech sector is that it's so difficult to price.
Very good point.
Well, one thing that is for sure, this IPO is going to make a lot of people, not just Zuckerberg, very rich very quickly. Tell me, Skip, do you think the IPO will change the company?
It's hard to say for certain. Some cynics say that this is a risky move for the company, as they will now be more focused on meeting stockholders' financial expectations instead of focusing on their users' experience. We will certainly have to follow up on this story after the IPO in April to see what happens.